The Alter Rebbe had this special main koyach of Chassidus. Even though, like I told you, from the Baal Shem Tov were other Talmidim that became great Rebbes, and from the Mezrish Magid, whose yard site also is Yud Tes Kislev. The Magid's yard site is today on Yud Tes Kislev. His neshama goes up in Gan Eden. Tati's with the Mezrish Magid today also. And they're probably even singing the Magid's Nigun, which I'll teach you later, Bli Neder. Even though the Magid had also Talmidim who became great Chassidish Rebbes, but the Alter Rebbe was the main Koyach of Chassidus, Chassidus Chabad. And the Yetzirah decided that he's going to go with all of his Koyach against the Alter Rebbe to stop the Alter Rebbe and his Chassidus. And that way he knew he was stopping Chassidus from the world, and he wants to stop Chas V'Shalom Mashiach. Now, what did he do? He went into the heart of the Misnagdim, and they made a machlekes, they made a trouble, an argument that got the Alter Rebbe in a very big trouble. But it was a lie. Okay, this is what happened. At that time, the Alter Rebbe was living in Russia. Many, many Yidden were living in Russia. Russia was a great country with a powerful king. Now, as we know, every king is worried that somebody might come one day and make a war with him, and they might throw the king out of his palace and sit on the throne of the king and make themselves a new king. And they'll take over the country. The king doesn't want this. The king, he wants to be the king. He doesn't want anybody else to be the king. At that time, there was another king of another country right next door to Russia, and that country is called Turkey. The country of Turkey. It's still there. Nowadays, it's not so powerful. In those days, it was very powerful. Russia was very powerful with a great king, and Turkey was very powerful with a great king. And Russia and Turkey were always fighting. The armies and the soldiers were fighting. And the king of Russia didn't like the king of Turkey. And Turkey king didn't like the king of Russia. Now, Turkey was the boss of many countries. Just like Ahasuerus, he was the boss of 127 countries. Turkey was the boss, as we know from the Megillah of Purim, Megillah Esther, Ahasuerus was the king of 127 countries. Turkey also ruled over other countries. One of them was Eretz Yisrael. Turkey was the boss of Eretz Yisrael. If you go to Eretz Yisrael, you see Turkish soldiers, and they make people listen to the king of Turkey. Now, in Eretz Yisrael were also living Yidden who were very, very poor. And these Yidden were halik. They learned Torah and did mitzvahs. And they were very, very poor. The main thing they were there in Eretz Yisrael was because of the halikite of Eretz Yisrael, to learn and to daven and to do mitzvahs. Where did they get their money from? People sent them money from outside of Eretz Yisrael. There were special shluchim that went to collect money. And also the Yidden outside of Eretz Yisrael, in every shul, they knew that the people of Eretz Yisrael are very halik and very, very poor. And they would send money to help them. The Talmidei Chachamim, their families should have food and the kiddies should have clothes so the tatis could sit and learn Torah and do mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. Now the Alter Rebbe also sent money to Eretz Yisrael. This is a special stucke. The Alter Rebbe collected money and he put the money together and he sent it to Eretz Yisrael. Now the Misnagdim Kinalach were looking for a way to get the Alter Rebbe in trouble. And as we know, the Yetzahara was responsible for this, to try to get the Alter Rebbe in trouble. The Misnagdim made a meeting. What can we find on the Alter Rebbe the leader of the Hasidim, to get him in trouble, to stop Hasidus and stop the Alter Rebbe. One day they had a plan, they got an idea. Because the Alter Rebbe got together a lot of money and he's sending it to Eretz Yisrael. Now again, who was the boss of that time to Eretz Yisrael? Turkey and the king of Turkey, and the Russian king did not like the king of Turkey. He was always arguing and fighting. Now listen to what happened. Some of the Misnagdim, they went to the palace of the king of Russia. And they said to the guards, "We have very important news for the king of Russia. A very important thing we have to tell him, because he's in great danger. There's a certain person in Russia who's making secret trouble for the king of Russia. And the king better know about this, because he better take care of it right away." And the guards let in the Misnagdim, and they went to the king. And the king says, "What's going on? What is the danger that I'm in? Who is making trouble for me?" And the Misnagdim said that there's a certain person in Russia. He's gathering money together, a lot of money. He puts the money into a package and he sends it. You know where he sends it to? To Turkey. He sends it to the king of Turkey. And you know what they do with all that money? They give it to the soldiers, they give it to the army, they strengthen the army of Turkey, because he wants Turkey to come and to win Russia. He wants the king of Turkey to come and throw you off your throne, and he should be the king of Russia also. Now, Turkey doesn't have enough money to do it. So what do? They get money from your own money, and they get somebody to send it to Turkey to help them. They take away from you, and they're using it against you. How do you like that? And the king got very angry, and his face turned red, like a tomato. The king got very angry, and he says, "Tell me more." And they said, "There's a Jew, his name is the Alter Rebbe. He's the leader of many Jews. And those many Jews do whatever he says. He says, give money, they reach in their pockets and they give money. They run to give him the money. They put it on his table. He has a huge pile of money. What does he do? He puts it together and he sends it to Turkey." Now, what means to Turkey? He sent it to Eretz Yisrael. It just so happened that Eretz Yisrael was ruled over by who? Turkey. But is the Alter Rebbe sending it to the king of Turkey? No. He's sending it for the poor Yidden in Eretz Yisrael. Only since it gets sent to Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is a part of Turkey, because the king of Turkey is the boss over there, it looks like he's sending it where to? Turkey. So, it was a trick. It looked like he's sending it to Turkey, but he wasn't. But the king, of course, is afraid of anything that might be against him. So right away he says, "Let me check into this and see." He sent guards, and they spied on the Alter Rebbe to see what the Alter Rebbe does. And sure enough, he saw people come to the shul, and they gave money. They put the money into a package, they took it to the post office, and they told the man, "Send this to Eretz Yisrael," which was a part of Turkey. "Oh," the guard said, "it's true. This rabbi sends money to Turkey, and it must be that the money goes to the army." They didn't know the money goes for poor Talmidei Chachamim. Only they know it goes over there to Eretz Yisrael, which is a part of Turkey. "Okay," the king says, "this man must be arrested and put on trial." But, of course, the worst thing that a person can ever do in the kingdom is do anything against the king. And so the guards, kinalach, they went to get the black wagon. The black wagon was reserved for the biggest criminals, chas v'shalom, the ones who made the most trouble. And it was on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. During Sukkos, all of a sudden, in the Alter Rebbe's town, he lived in a town then called Liozna, the Yidden were dressed up for Yontif, they're carrying the Lulav and Esrig, or they're going to have a Suda somewhere, the Kinnalach are playing, everything is nice, everything is wonderful, it's Chol HaMoed Sukkos, everybody's freilich. All of a sudden somebody says, look! Look what's coming down the street! A black wagon! And the black wagon has soldiers. What's going on? Now, a lot of the people did not know what's going on. Some of the people knew what was going on. Even they didn't know exactly what was going on, but that year already, a lot of Hasidim were afraid. They were worried. I'll tell you what happened. A few of the Hasidim know this thing. Now the Alter Rebbe, are you listening? The Alter Rebbe had an einikel, the Tzemach Tzedek. The Tzemach Tzedek, his mommy and tati died when he was a little boy. His mommy was the Alter Rebbe's daughter, Dvora Leah. He had no parents. He was a yosem. But Dvora Leah asked, before she died, that her own father, the Alter Rebbe, should please take care of her son, the Tzemach Tzedek. His name was Menachem Mendel. And so the Alter Rebbe himself took care of the Tzemach Tzedek. Now, one of the things that the Tzemach Tzedek got to do... Now, one of the things, Kinnalach, that the Tzemach Tzedek got to do, besides going to Alter Rebbe's room all the time and meeting with Alter Rebbe, was the Alter Rebbe blew Shofar in Rosh Hashanah. And the Tzemach Tzedek got to go under the Alter Rebbe's talus with the Alter Rebbe when the Alter Rebbe blew the Shofar. No one else was ever allowed, of course, to do that. But the Tzemach Tzedek himself went under the talus of the Alter Rebbe. Now, if you ever saw in 770 when the Rebbe Shlita blows Shofar, before he blows the Shofar, he puts the talus over his head. You cannot see him. And there are bags, usually, of pidyonis, letters that people sent the Rebbe. And the Rebbe puts his talus over those bags. And nobody knows what the Rebbe Shlita does there. Once I was standing very close, I heard the Rebbe Shlita crying. I heard it. Why? The Rebbe is crying because of all the kinds of things that were written in the pidyonis. Many times people write about if they're sick, chas shalom, or they have problems, they ask the Rebbe to give them a bracha. The Alter Rebbe is crying for them. A lot of times a person writes the Rebbe about problems that he wants Hashem's bracha to help them. That's one thing that people do. And they ask the Rebbe to help them. That he should daven to Hashem to help them. The Tzemach Tzedek that year, Kinnalach, was under the Alter Rebbe's talus, and the Alter Rebbe, he started to cry. But he cried in such a way that the Tzemach Tzedek knew something is very, very wrong. There's some big thing coming. He doesn't know what it is. And later on, the Chassidim asked the Tzemach Tzedek, what happened under the Alter Rebbe's talus? Only you're there before the Alter Rebbe blows Tkiyas Shofar. And he told them, something is wrong. I don't know. My Zaidi was crying in such a way. I never heard him cry like that before. I feel something is going to happen. Something is wrong. I don't know what it is. And the Hasidim knew something is Epes Tutzich. They also knew, Kinnalach, that the Misnagdim were against them. But they didn't know how much trouble could be made. Now, Kinnalach, when the black wagon came into Liozne, they knew that the Alter Rebbe is in danger, and the Misnagdim must have made some kind of a plan against the Alter Rebbe. They ran into the Alter Rebbe's house, and they said, the black wagon is coming. The Alter Rebbe knew it was coming for him. The Alter Rebbe, right away, he ran out the back door and he ran away into the fields to hide. And a chassid with him, named Reb Shmuel Munkus, one of his big chassidim, He also went with the Alter Rebbe, and they talked about what's happening. And the Alter Rebbe decided he's going to hide for now, because it says in the Torah such a thing that if there's a way to get yourself out of a problem, to try to hide, it's a good thing to hide for a while. There's such a thing like that. But the Alter Rebbe said, if they come again, I'm going to have to go with them. I know there's a gezeira. There's some kind of a gezeira doing in the Himmel, and that's why they're coming for me. But everything is from Hashem. The black wagon and the soldiers are not by themselves. They come from Hashem. Everything comes from Hashem. If Hashem wants me to go in the black wagon to the jail, I'm going to have to do that. I can't run away forever because they'll chase me and find me anyway. But if they come again, I'm going to go with them and I'll go through whatever I have to go through. Whatever Hashem wants me to go through, I'll go through, because these are shluchim from Hashem. Now the general and the officers with the wagon, they looked around for the Alter Rebbe and they couldn't find him. And they saw that it was Yontif for the Yidden, everybody was dressed up. And they decided they're going to leave and they're going to come back later. And Taka, they left. Now, Yisru Chag, right after Sukkot, after Simchas Torah, after Shemini Atzeres, after Simchas Torah, it's called Yisru Chag, the day right afterwards. The Alter Rebbe knew that any time they're going to come back. The Alter Rebbe wrote a letter to all the Hasidim, and he said, trust Hashem, and Hashem is going to help, don't worry. And one thing he said, don't answer back the Misnagdim. Because people started to find out it must have come from the Misnagdim. Some kind of a thing must have gone from the Misnagdim to make this happen. But the Alter Rebbe said, don't answer them back and don't make trouble back for them. If somebody gets you, you don't get them back. He says, keep quiet. And the Alter Rebbe also said to those close to him, that the Magid of Mezrich, his Rebbe, told him that someday you're going to have very rough times. He says, this must be what the Magid meant, because I see that a very rough time is coming up. And the Alter Rebbe wrote in his letter that the older Hasidim should watch over the younger Hasidim, and everybody should be very, very strong, and trust Hashem, and everything is going to be okay. They copied the letter, not in a machine, because they didn't have machines. They just wrote down copies of the letter that the Alter Rebbe made. And they took it to every town where there are Hasidim over there, and they read the letter to people that the Alter Rebbe is in danger. But you should trust Hashem. Don't answer back to Misnagdim. And everybody should be trusting Hashem. Thursday night, Yisru Chag at night, the black wagon came back with the soldiers. And they came into Alter Rebbe's house. This time the Alter Rebbe did not run away. They said, you have to go now to the big jail in Petersburg. That was the main jail, the big jail in Russia. And you have to go in the black wagon. And the Alter Rebbe took his talis and tefillin and took a few things, and he went with them in the black wagon. Now, Kinelach, right before he left, the Alter Rebbe said a few things to people. Now, the brother of his wife, the Alter Rebbe was married, he had a wife. His wife's brother was named Rabbi Yisrael Kozik. Rabbi Yisrael Kozik went into Alter Rebbe's room right before he left to the jail, and he asked Alter Rebbe what he could do. The Alter Rebbe said, just like you are now, just exactly the way you are now, you should go to Petersburg. Go to Petersburg and be there, just the way you are now. That's what he said. And he said, somebody else should go to the great tzaddik, Levi Yitzchak Abedichev, and tell him what's going on, that he should make a pidyon. He should make a special davening to Hashem. And so, Kinelach, the Alter Rebbe is going with the general in the wagon, and they're going the whole night, and they're traveling to Petersburg, And now it's Erev Shabbos. Because they started Thursday night, now it's Erev Shabbos. It's a long trip. It got to be about the middle of the day. There were 6 hours left to Lech Benson. Lichtenstein is in 6 hours. And the Alter Rebbe says to the general, he says, it's going to be Shabbos pretty soon. After this time on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, I don't travel. I never go anywhere. I get ready for Shabbos. Let's pull over into a hotel, and we'll spend Shabbos in the hotel. And after Shabbos, we'll go on to the jail. The general laughs. He says, you're a prisoner in the black wagon, and you're telling the general what to do? You're telling the general he should pull off to go for Shabbos in a hotel? I mean, think what you're doing. You're under arrest. You're going to jail in the black wagon. A prisoner does not tell a general what to do. He doesn't tell anybody what to do. Everybody tells the prisoner what to do. A little while later, as they're going in the road, they pass by a hotel. The Alter Rebbe says to the general, you see this hotel? We could spend Shabbos in this hotel. Otherwise, who knows where we're going to spend Shabbos? And the general says, what do you mean, where are you going to spend Shabbos? You're in the black wagon. This is where you're going to be for Shabbos. You're going to be going in the black wagon on Shabbos. The Alter Rebbe says, I don't travel on Shabbos. Not only don't I travel on Shabbos, I don't travel anywhere after this time out of Shabbos. I get ready for Shabbos. And the general laughs. He's telling me what to do again. Did you ever such a thing? Alter Rebbe says, remember, we could spend Shabbos in a nice hotel. Remember that. And the general starts to think, what is he telling me? And they go weiter. Now they're only in the fields, in the country where there's trees. All of a sudden, Kenelach, the wheel of the wagon breaks. And the wagon now stops. It can't go because the wheel is broken. And the general says, we're stuck. Hi, we're stuck. The wheel broke. We have to fix the wheel. And now the officers go down and the general goes down and they start now to fix the wheel, try to fix the wagon, and it takes them a long time. And now the Rebbe says from the inside of the black wagon, I told you we're not traveling. I told you I don't travel after this time, Erev Shabbos. You see, we're not traveling. And the general says, well, the wheel broke. Of course you're not traveling. The wheel broke. That's why you're not traveling. Not because of Erev Shabbos. You're only traveling because the wheel broke. Now we're going to fix the wheel. And finally they fix the wheel. They get back into the wagon. They start to try to go. All of a sudden, the horse dies. Falls down, a dead horsey on the ground. The general starts to think to himself, what's going on over here? The wheel breaks, the horse dies. And right away he pushes out anything from his head that might think that the Alter Rebbe is Halik. At first he thinks, maybe this is a Halik man. Maybe this rabbi is a Halik person. Look, we're not going anywhere. He pushes that out and he says, get a new horse, find a new horse, go to the farmer somewhere, find a farmer with a horse. And get a new horse. And the officers run now to try to find the nearest farm. And they take money with them. And a while later they come back. They bought a horse from a farmer. Okay, put the new horse now to the wagon and let's go. They connect the new horse to the wagon. And the new horse tries to pull the wagon. The wagon is stuck. It doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't move. And they get out to look, what is it stuck on over there? What's in the mud? There's no mud. Is there a stick over there? Is there a stone? Is there a rock? Is there some kind of a wire? What's holding the wagon down? The wagon is not going anywhere. Come on, 30, let's go. The horse, what? Yeah, you're a weak horse, look like a strong horse. And the horse is trying to go with the wagon. It doesn't go anywhere. The wagon doesn't move. And from inside of the black wagon, the Alter Rebbe says, well, I guess here, that's where we're spending Shabbos, not in the hotel. And so, Kinalach, they spend Shabbos by the side of the road, over there. Now, Later on, when Chassidim found out this story that happened, they went over there to find the place that the Alter Rebbe spent Shabbos by the side of the road. It's near a town called Nevel in Russia. And they went over there, and there's a Chassid. His name is Reb Michael. Reb Michael Neveler. He went to see that place over there with Alter Rebbe spent Shabbos. He wanted to see. He went on the road and he saw a very interesting thing. All the trees on both sides of the road, as you go to the place, you see broken old trees that are all falling down. They're all broken and twisted and old. Some of them are dead trees. Very strange trees. And exactly in the place where the Alter Rebbe was with the wagon by the side of the road spending Shabbos, there's one big beautiful tree with many branches. A beautiful, beautiful tree. The only one. And all the other trees are little and broken and falling down and very strange looking. And punct in the place where the Alter Rebbe spent Shabbos is one big, gigantic, beautiful tree with many branches. Green and nice. One Shana Boyne. And Chassidim used to go over there just to see that place. And they got very excited to see that place. Now, as the Alter Rebbe was being taken to jail, during that time, the Chassidim made a big meeting, an emergency meeting. What can they do to help the Alter Rebbe? Now, when a tzaddik, when a Rebbe, something happens to a Rebbe, it's just like it happens to us. It's not just the Rebbe is going to jail. They knew if the Alter Rebbe is going to jail, it's just like they are going to jail. Just like every Yid is going to jail. Okay. First of all, some Chassidim, they said like this. They're not going to go to work. They're not going to do anything at all until the Alter Rebbe gets out of jail. They're only going to do every minute of the day and night things to help the Alter Rebbe. So one group of Chassidim were in charge of being the closest and the most helping to the Alter Rebbe. They're going to give up everything only to help the Alter Rebbe until he gets out of jail. Now, they made rules for all Chassidim, and I'm going to tell you what the rules were. They said like this, every Chassid, not only the Chassid, his wife, and even his kids, everyone that can, every Monday they have to fast the whole day, and every Thursday they have to fast the whole day, until the Alter Rebbe gets out of jail. So fasting is a way to make yourself halik for Hashem, and it's a way to ask Hashem to help. So they're going to fast. The next thing, all the other days of the week that they're not fasting, they're only allowed to eat bread and water. That's all. Nobody will have anything else but bread and water until the Alter Rebbe gets out of jail. Shabbos, you'll be allowed to have only one cooked thing by the Suda. It might be a piece of fish or a piece of chicken. That's all. One thing besides the challah and water, only one cooked thing. Until the Alter Rebbe gets out of jail. Because it's a big emergency sakana. Everyone has to make themselves as halik as possible. There will be no chasanis, no vorts, and no simchas. Nobody felt in a happy mood while the Alter Rebbe is in the jail. Now, those people that already made a time for a chasana, because you're not allowed to push off a chasana if you already decided when it should be, they should make the chasana, but there's not allowed to be any music by the chasana, and no flesh by the suda, and only 10 people, not more than 10 people to come to the chasana, or probably a minion of men, so they could make the sheva brachas. But that's all. No big chasnas and freilich simchas. Every Rebbe in yeshiva every Malamed, every teacher, should say Tehillim with his Kinalach every day and tell them about what happened to the Alter Rebbe. And they should explain to everybody the reason the Alter Rebbe is going to jail is because of them.